The opening of the public consultation tomorrow represents a significant step forward in the A5 Western Transport Corridor. Obviously, it took the past year to compile these necessary surveys and reports and assessment. That job of work has now been completed. So yes, it really does represent a step forward.
Do you believe that the concerns that have been expressed by various people can be addressed and will be addressed?
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's essential that anyone who has concerns that they are properly and adequately addressed during the course of the consultation and in the ongoing engagement between DRD and the people who are affected by the scheme. The A5 Western Transport Corridor is an essential piece of infrastructure, not only for the West, but for the whole of the northwest of Ireland, and then it connects the northwest of Ireland counties Donegal, Derry and Tyrone to Dublin, and also it's a very important road to kind of redress the infrastructural deficit west of the ban.
There has been much discussion about the money that had been set aside for the A5 and what should be done with it. It could have been spent several times over on various projects. Are you satisfied that the money is there, and if the green light is given to this project, it can go ahead immediately?
The A5 Western Transport Corridor is an executive priority. It's an executive project, and so long as there's a political will to make this road happen, the necessary finances will be found, and indeed we will continue to work with our counterparts in the Irish government to ensure that their contribution is also made to make this very, very essential piece of infrastructure come to fruition.